past.
A beginning is a very delicate time.
Introduce a little anarchy. Upset the established order.
Hard-working immigrant, exploited man by another man. Gathering society, universal misery. Barbarous effects, the freaks of the rich. He was a social revolutionist.
Welcome to PCP, it's PCP 580, and today we have a very special podcast. We're dedicating the entire show to Lewis Ling and the Bombs, the Parisian anarchist punk band that's been over in the UK, played two or three gigs over here, and I went and saw the last one on Monday, and it was rather marvellous. We sat down and we had a few beers, had a long chat, and then the band played. And it was a very, very good day. A very, very long day for me, but a very, very good day indeed. And you'll hear more in a minute. So, we've got 10 actual pieces of music, lots of conversation, and it's absolutely wonderful stuff to listen to. So enjoy it. Enjoy it. That's all I can say. Following this track, the first track was Lewis Ling Anarchist, and the second track is now called Favela Ninja. Enjoy.
He's a one map freedom faction now, so fuck you! Shut it down.
How does a guy from Wales end up in a punk band in France?
I moved to Liverpool. I did a digital hardcore band called Dummy Crusher.
Right.
That was fun. And then from Liverpool, there was lots of French people avoiding the draft because there was still national service back in those days to go to the army. And I started hanging out with all loads of French people, and then we moved to Paris with them.
Oh, so they were in Liverpool with you?
Yeah, they were in Liverpool trying to escape the draft until the draft. Because if you stay in England for a certain time, then the draft goes away, and then you come back to France. And then in Paris, I got playing like cover bands, and they were awful. Then I got into a band called Cheeky Boom. And we played like stuff that was very much like Franz Ferdinand.
Okay.
But before Franz Ferdinand.
Right.
And then Franz Ferdinand came out and did it much better than us. And then I formed Louis Singing the Bombs.
Okay, right.
Just because I am on my own. Just because there's nobody at home. Just because I am shot. Just because there is.
We have more than six people around the table here, so can we do a quick thing? Who do we have? And what do you play?
So I'm Archie. I'm the drummer's brother, and the acting roadie.
Okay.
In the store.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah. So they took me off from Paris and told me, we're going to London for 4 days.
Basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool.
Hello.
Who are you and what do you do?
I'm Axel and I play the bass.
You're the bass man?
Yeah.
And you've been with the band a long time, haven't you?
Yeah, like 10 years ago something like that.
Wow.
11 maybe.
And we have our new guy.
Yeah, hi. I'm Octave. So I'm the new drummer from 4 months ago and I don't know what I'm doing here, but I'm here. I'm here.
Does
anyway.
It matter?
No, it doesn't actually.
The drummer's going to be the crazy guy, right?
Depends.
Maybe they're all crazy.
Depends on the hour.
Depends on the hour, yeah. Depends on the amount of points I have before the gig. But.
Okay.
Or after.
After, yeah.
I'm Arnaud, I'm playing guitar in Rosling for about 10 years, I think, now, and voila.
Voila. I'm Juliet, yes, I sing. And voila.
Hello, I sing.
And voila.
And I'm Clémence, and I play keyboards and tambourine.
And you?
I'm just visiting.
Just visiting. But I gather you're from the awesome bands there. So this is the Underground Railroad, yeah?
Yeah, that's finished.
Right.
It doesn't exist anymore. But
okay.
I'm playing a few different band called The Walls. I play drum. Band called Melting Hand. I play guitar. And I've got a new project called Reciprocate. I play the bass.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. Oh, I run a New River Studio. It's like a venue in East London.
Oh, in East London?
Yeah, okay. It's North London, like Manor House.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, it's like so you're based over here then?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Oh, I didn't realise that. I thought you'd come with these guys.
Oh, no, I've been living here for 12 years.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Right. Excellent.
Do I have a good accent?
Yes.
And I am literally no one, just a fan here to enjoy the music.
That's fine, that's all I am as well.
Hi, nice to meet
that's
you.
All I am.
Just a fan.
They don't say just literally, they're just that's fine. Okay. It's great to have you here.
You're with me then.
Yeah, we are together. We'll stand by and sing.
Yeah, probably.
Probably. After we've had a few more beers, we'll sing. Yeah. No, that's good, that's very good.
Randomly.
That's right, completely randomly.
I was already producing this band, Underground Railroad, which is Marion's band.
Right.
And that was like 20 years. Oh no, it was 20 years. It's 20 years ago I started producing them, and then it was like a 3-year project, and they eventually got signed on One Little Indian Records, and left Paris. But I had been introduced to the brother of the bassist of Underground Railroad, who then started playing drums for Louis Sling and the Bombs.
Right.
So I had a drummer.
So you and a drummer.
Then I just randomly found a bassist. I can't remember how I did. And then I found another drummer to replace that drummer. And he said he had a friend who played guitar. So I called him and said, "Oh, do you play guitar?" And he said, "I've never played electric guitar. I've only played acoustic guitar." And I said, "Come down, be in the band." So he came and he was in the band, and we had a band. And then we just started like replacing musicians bit by bit. And Juliet was in very early. It was important that Juliet was in the band from the beginning, because one thing I hate is punk rock bands with only masculine vocals.
Right.
I never wanted to do that.
Thank you.
spread all around. Come on now, the city's burning down. The looting has started, the plasma screens are whacking away. Shake it up now, the city's burning down. The police are out there, the riot gear and beatings abound. Hey kids, the city's burning down. Sirens fill the air, tear gas billows across the street. Gas mask on, the city's burning down, down, down. Tweet, tweet, riot, tweet a riot, baby, world's on fire. Tweet a riot, tweet, riot. Let's man the barricades now, history is speeding up. Come on now, the city's burning down. I need new Reebok, man, so break a window for me. Thanks, honey. City's burning down, down, down. Tweet, tweet, riot. Tweet a riot, baby, world's on fire. Tweet a riot. Tweet, riot. Tweet a riot, baby, world's on fire. Tweet a riot. 140 characters do not a revolution make. Police just switch off the social networks and we all go. Ah!
Political side of it came by that if you're gonna write lyrics, you might as well write lyrics that are interesting, you know.
Yeah.
And I mean, I write pop songs about love and all that kind of stuff, but you know, when I want to write something to get people going in a rock setting, it might as well be, it's got to be something juicy,
right?
And okay. And real. So
were you ever, or are you aligned to a particular movement in Paris, or was it just you just a band that you just played?
We're just a band, and we're not aligned to any movement at all. But we've played a lot in squads that are basically anarchist or libertarian, and all kinds of things like that.
Yeah.
We've done benefit concerts for refugees. We've done benefit concerts for what would be called nowadays, we would probably call them the Black Bloc and things like that. But back in those days, they were just called protesters. What else have we done? We've done stuff for...
Did you say Black Bloc? Well, that's not a phrase I'm familiar with. Is that a Parisian phrase? Or is that a...
Oh, right.
What does that mean to me?
Oh, protesters that go out on the street, and because they're very, very, very left-wing, they're not like... I think it started in Germany with people trying to get to the front of demonstrations as a wall between the police and older people, weaker people.
Okay.
So
right.
But then it's just spread and it's all over the world now, and there's lots of people doing these kind of things, actions all over the world. In Italy, for example, they all dress up in foam. And then they take the hits from the police, so other people don't need to.
I don't know this. I'm not gonna have to Google this.
It's all kinds. It's all kinds. It depends which country you're in. I mean, yeah. Italian Black Bloc is very different to French Black Bloc. French Black Bloc, they don't dress up in foam. That's for sure. You know, anyway, it's not really our thing. But we've just done benefit concerts for tons of people. And my mother, you know, if you ask us what we really care about, it's more, we care much more about refugees and things like that.
Right.
Which is
no one's illegal.
That's yeah, we think that's things that touch us a lot more.
Yeah.
What else have we done? We've also done stuff for the CNT, which is the Confédération Nationale du Travail. That's an anarchist society that goes back to Civil War Spain, and they're still going in Paris. So even though we're not aligned to anybody, and you know, we all have our own political beliefs, we still like ally from time to time with like bona fide left wing stuff. But it just depends the time, and it depends the cause. It depends what they're doing at that time, you know.
Something on Creative Commons, you can't then make money out of it in France. Is that right? And that's a French rule.
There's a fight between the SACEM and Creative Commons. And recently, SACEM has started to be nicer with Creative Commons, so that's good. They've started to say that you songs declared on the Creative Commons 3.0 license can also be in a normal performing rights organisation.
Oh, okay, right, okay.
We're getting quite legal here, but what it means is that the world is coming round to the Creative Commons
yes.
point.
Yes.
We got chucked off. We've just been kicked off Jamendo.
Oh, you have been.
Yeah,
really?
they blocked all our earnings because we're actually members of the SACEM as well. So they are not friends with the SACEM yet, but the SACEM is friends with Creative Commons now. So it's all very mixed up. They owe us like about $100.
Jamendo seems to have gone through a deal. Jamendo seems to have gone through a change, and I mean the interface sort of 10 years ago or whenever it was quite open. Now it's sort of like music for videos, music for this. It's sort of it's encouraging people to license things differently.
Yeah, they're getting more into licensing and less into music.
Yes,
which is a pity. I understand because licensing is one of the only ways a band can make money these days.
Yeah.
So I understand. I'm not going to criticise them, but it just didn't work out for us, you know. It wasn't our thing, which is a pity because we like licensing music because we got nothing against licensing music, but like Jamendo and us, it didn't work out. And he said, "Oh, you know, I saw you 8 years ago in London." And I was like,
"Wow,
what at King's Cross?" And he said, "Yeah, we were walking past, and we heard some music. We just had to go in the bar. Went in the bar, and apparently he's been following us ever since.
Yeah.
And now he's come back eight years later. The very next time we come to London, and he comes to the gig." And that is amazing.
Mm.
I mean, that is amazing. I mean, the legacy is this band is, it blows me away because we've been on hundreds of YouTube videos of people, you know, people that just use our music.
Yes,
they just go to Bandcamp and they take it, and hundreds of them. It's crazy. Like some dude skiing, some dude's riding his bike or whatever. Some people partying. And, films have used our music. Three films so far.
There was a film. You know, like a tutorial on how to plant baby tomatoes, and they used our music as well. And we just found out by it was
it's completely by chance. Yeah, completely
yeah.
By chance. I find stuff out constantly by chance about our music.
It's funny.
It's amazing, and you know, we get played quite a lot on by a podcast in Mississippi that does a lot of Creative Commons stuff, and Mississippi, and it has like all of his listeners like telephone in and talk about our music.
Okay.
And it's like there is no place weirder in the world than Mississippi, and it's like, wow, you know, it's an amazing thing. We released a record with a record label in Indonesia. Oh my god, how is that even possible?
Yeah.
Mexico, there's a record label in Mexico that was released like, I don't know, like six of our records, and that's a Mexican hardcore punk label is releasing our stuff. Wow. Damaged Goods released our stuff, and Damaged Goods is like a legendary record label, so our legacy is just amazing already. I can't even I think for the future.
We were, I think, at some point, some people from Chiapas invited us to play in Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
But we couldn't because it was too expensive.
Yeah, we did a song called Zapatista.
Yes.
And that got played by Marcos on his little radio station where he reads his poetry. And because we were on Marcos's radio station, they were like, well, we'll invite this band for the 30-year anniversary of the Chiapas Revolution in the forest.
It would have been
awesome.
It would have been awesome, yeah.
But yeah,
we just didn't have the cash.
Just a bit expensive.
Mm.
Zapatista! 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 Zapatista!
Jump around like crazy, so like.
No, there was. It was a long way, you know, to get to that. Because at the beginning, I was completely frozen on stage, you know. I couldn't. Yeah, I was terrified, but.
But not tonight, hopefully.
No. No. It's you know. No, it's okay. I've got used to being on stage and everything, but at the beginning, yeah. But because at first, actually, when Josh told me about his band, he said. Well, would you like to record some vocals for me for my album? Because I need some female vocals. I said, oh yeah, why not? It's interesting. And so we recorded the vocals at your place. And then you called me and said, well, we're doing a gig. And I was not prepared for that at all. I
thought we'll
just,
do it.
Yeah, exactly. I was, okay. So it was completely, I was not prepared at all.
Excellent.
No, not really. But, well,
French bands often rehearse before concerts. But It's best not to. It's best to just do it.
I think Axel, he just did one rehearsal before playing some gigs.
Yeah,
with
you
us.
Don't. If you rehearse
and
too
he
much,
was not
bad.
Bass player. He was not a bass player. He was well, guitarist, but he was not. You know, he didn't play bass before. You know, before joining the band.
I've heard before the guitarists and bassists can swap, and it amazes me that they can, because they're completely different instruments. But you know, it's good. It's good. It's very good.
But you play the drums. Being from
the progression of Juliet is amazing, because now when she takes the stage and in Paris. People are like, oh yeah, Louis singing the bombs. It's that band with the girl that in the middle that jumps all around. She has become the front woman.
Yeah.
So there you have it, an entire podcast featuring Louis, Ling and the Bombs, and very great time to meet them. I really enjoyed meeting them all. So we had Josh, we had Axel, we had Octave, Arnaud, Juliette and Clémence, and we had a few extras as well, but it was so nice to meet everybody. They were such a lovely bunch. This is such so nice, so nice. And we had a great time, and hopefully they will come back to Britain and with a bit of luck play Brighton, because I think they'll really enjoy the vibe down there. And that would just be fantastic for me. But so we're back in a couple of weeks with the usual show. But in the meantime, I hope you've enjoyed this, and I'll see you soon, folks. Ta-ra.